Yeah, we're gonna start. Okay, so let's start Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Also, a pretty famous Mishnah. It says, Huaya Omer, he would say, Marbe Basar, Marbe Rima. Rabbi Gamliel would say that a person's Marbe and Basar, he has a lot of Basar, he eats a lot and he enjoys this world and becomes a Pal Basar. In the end, all that leads to is Marbe Rima, he'll be a host for more worms. Marbe Nechasim, too many properties, too much Nechasim. Marbe Daiga, he will end up just being more worried about things. Marbe Nechasim, Marbe Daiga. So here, Chaim V'Loshner adds Pirish. He says, because really, whether you're going to have a lot or you're not going to have a lot is not up to you. Because it's examining the Shemayim whether you're going to have a lot or not. So when it says marbe nechasim, it doesn't mean if you have a lot of nechasim, you have a lot of da'aga. It means if you try to be marbe nechasim, if you're actively pursuing being marbe nechasim, then all you're going to be left with is not more nechasim. You're just going to be left with more da'aga, more worry. Because the nechasim that you're going to have whether you actively pursue it or you don't actively pursue it. Whatever you're going to have, you're going to have. The difference, what's up to you to decide, is how much da'aga you're going to have, not how much nechasim you're going to have. So the marbe nechasim only guarantees you that you'll have more da'aga. It does not guarantee you that you'll have more nechasim. Because the nechasim you're going to have regardless. So, ki hakol nigzar. Everything comes from examining the shrine. Im yatzliach olav. If you will have a tzlach or no. Rak da'aga mosif behishtad lusay laharbos nechasim. The only thing you'll get more of is heartache. More money, you're not going to get. That you're not going to get from more hishtadlus. You'll get what you're going to get as long as you do the right hishtadlus and you do the proper hishtadlus. But the worry, that you guaranteed, you'll make sure you you'll take again. So, marbe nechasim, you try to constantly be marbe nechasim, marbe da'aga. Marbe nashim, marbe kshofim. Marbe shefachos, marbe zima. So, this type of atmosphere in the house brings to zima. Marbe avodim, marbe gezel. He doesn't, Reb Chaim doesn't expound on these things too much. Marbe Torah, marbe chayim. Marbe Torah, you end up having more life. And he says that here the chiddush is, Rabbi Yonah says the same thing. The chiddush is that even though Torah, you would think that the Torah lessens your life. Because in order to get Torah, you have a lot of yisurim. Right? The proper way to learn Torah is in a way that will not promote long life necessarily. In order to have proper Torah, could be you'll have to end up having a lot of Yisur. Right? I don't think that Rav Steinman ever went to the gym. I don't think Rav Steinman ever went to the gym, right? So he lived to 104. So and Rabbi Yashiv, also, I don't think he was at Weight Watchers. So, and he lived to 103. So, if a person is living with the Torah, then Marbe Chaim, Marbe Torah, Marbe Chaim. Okay, now that's because what's the pshat? Why is that? Because the Rambam says why. Because the Rambam says because we need exercise and Weight Watchers and a coach and a trainer and a this and a that. Why? Because we're busy eating all day. So you're busy eating. So half the day you're eating Coke and you're drinking soda and you're having four coffees a day and then you're having this and you're having that and then you have your steak and you're this. But if all you eat is bread, is bread and tomatoes and fruit and vegetables, and you're eating healthy stuff, you're not eating a lot. And you only eat what you're supposed to, and you have no taiva to eat unhealthy things. So you're only going to eat healthy things, and your body will be healthy. So if all you do is learn and eat healthy things, you'll be fine, like Rabbi Yashiv and Rav Steinman were. So they lived long life, and Rav Steinman had a carrot and a piece of potato every day, and he was okay. So the way Hashem made a person is if you follow a certain menu, according to even the Rambam, who's a doctor, right? If you follow this menu of eating very simple things, then you'll be okay. Doc, you're with me on that? You agree or disagree? Doc agrees.
I agree, though. I like to listen to a shiur while I'm exercising too. I do exercise.
Okay, for our Madriga, that's okay, doctor. So doc is an expert in geriatrics, old people's health. So we got his approval on this part. So that's good. Okay. Mar b'toyra mar b'chaim. Mar b'yeshiva, mar b'chochma. Okay. Because in a yeshiva, there's going to be a lot of people you can learn from. So if a person is constantly in a yeshiva atmosphere, in an atmosphere with people smarter than him, there's many people he can learn from. And therefore, mar b'chochma, mar b'yeshiva, mar b'chochma. The next one is interesting. Mar b'etza, if you get a lot of advice, mar b'tfuni will become smarter. So here, Chaim Volozhiner wonders, why do you have to get a lot of advice? Just get some advice. Sometimes a lot of advice is confusing. You ask too many people advice, it's not good always. So Chaim Volozhiner brings down, he says, margul b'pumid inchi, there's a famous saying. So I don't know if this saying, where it comes from. He doesn't say where it comes from. It sounds like it's an old bubby's, you know, saying. But he says, the saying goes, it says, sha'al eitza, ask advice, v'asei kesichlcha, and then do whatever you want. So that was the saying. So he says, what's pshat in the saying? So pshat in the saying is like this. He says, ultimately, a person has a question or an issue. They are the only ones that really know what their issue is. Nobody else can tell them what your issue is. Okay? That's why a good Rosh Hashiva or a good person who gives, he understands what you're asking. He could see the question from the tone of voice, from how you're asking, what you're asking, right? But most of the time, the way you ask the question determines the answer, right? Because, so you are the only person that really knows what your question is. No one else can answer your question for you. So why do you have to ask advice at all? You have to ask advice because you don't have the seichel how to weigh all the pieces that you know about. So really, when you go to someone else to ask a question, advice, you're not asking them to tell you what to do, because how could they tell you what to do? You're asking them to give you what you're missing and make your decision. You need to know how to weigh all the parts. So you go to someone and say, look, this is my struggle, this is my thing. They can give you advice, and they can see a part of the question. And then that gives you insight to be able to answer it yourself now. So Chaim Volozhiner says, Mar Be'etza, sometimes it's good to ask multiple people because nobody is going to have the full Shaila. Everybody's only going to have a part of the Shaila. But what they could add to you is a certain way of shikul, a certain seichel that you don't have. So sometimes it's good to hear seichel from other people and then put in the metzias that you know and put that into practice. So that's what he says. Mar Be'etza is mar b'tfuna. The more eitz you ask, sometimes the more bina you have. Okay? Then it says, mar b'tzedaka, mar b'sholem, which, again, the chiddush is that even though one would think, if a person's mar b'tzedaka, maybe they're going to suffer. He says, no, you're not going to suffer from it. Mar b'shalom, kana shem tov, kana l'atzmo, kana l'divrei Torah, kana l'chayei olam haba. Okay. That's the mission of Chaim Volozhiner. Does not, again, on all these missions, there's many mefarshim. But we're focusing on Chaim Volozhiner's pirish, because otherwise we get too off track to try to find, you know. So he doesn't expound that much on the rest of this Mishnah. So let's go on to the next one. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Oh, no, it's locked. One second. He was Makabel from Hillel and Shammai. Who are you, Omer? So this is an incredible line. Im lamadat Torah harbe. If you've learned a lot of Torah, al tachzek toiva la'atzmacha. Do not be so proud of yourself if you learned a lot of Torah. Kila kach netzayt, because this is what you're meant to do in life. You were created for that. So what's the chiddush? You don't tell your boss, "Hey, give me a raise. I did my job." You did your job. That's what you get paid for. You get raised. That's what you're here for. So pashup shot on the Mishnah means don't tell a Kaddish Baruch Hu, hey, I learned Torah today. Give me extra credit. Not extra credit. That's your base salary. That's what you're here for. Okay? But Rav Chaim Volozhiner adds three pshatim to this Mishnah, which go way into the depth of the Mishnah here. Very deep into the depths of the Mishnah. So he says, first of all, it's important to note that who said this? The person who authored this Mishnah is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, there was no part of Torah that he did not know perfectly, to the point that he asked, maybe he's allowed to start doing other things. You know, maybe now that he knows Torah perfectly. And the Gemara says, no, you always have to review it. Make sure you're... So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is the one that the Gemara in Sukkah says on him, he knows everything. There is no part of Torah that he didn't learn. Okay? Now that's an incredible statement because Torah is endless, right? Torah is beyond, you know, is basically endless. There's no such thing as knowing everything. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew everything. And still he says, okay, but nothing to be proud of. That's what I did. That's what I'm here for. Now, Rav Chaim Volozhiner adds something like this. He says, first of all, it doesn't just mean don't be proud because that's your mission. There's something else you have to realize, he says. He says, your accomplishments in Torah have nothing to do with you. Because whether you have the kelim to retain the Torah, whether you're able to know what you learned, not know what you learned, go fast, go slow, what you're able to know has nothing to do with you. So if you know, oh, I know a lot of Torah, yeah, Hashem gave you brains. Well, you can't be proud of that. Lekach notzarta, you were born with that. So what could you be proud of? The only thing that you have a right to be proud of is how much effort you put in, but not how much Torah you know. Because the amount of Torah you know, that may not be your schus. And there could be someone else that worked harder than you and knows less than you. So maybe that's more valuable. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says one pshat in the Mishnah. It doesn't just mean don't be proud because that's what you're hired for. It means don't be proud because you were because in your accomplishments of Torah, because you were created with certain capability that maybe someone else doesn't have. And therefore what you should be proud of is the effort you put in to get to whatever level you're on. But your ultimate accomplishment is Hashem's gift. Either he gives it to you or he doesn't give it to you. So don't be proud of your accomplishment in Torah. Rather be proud of the fact that your effort. Like Rav Moshe Feinstein, I remember it hit me one time. My Rosh Yeshiva said over that Torah, you cannot know Torah unless you really review it, because Torah is not a natural science. It's only Hashem has to want to give it to you. So if you have to show him that you want it, and by reviewing is how you do that. So someone asked him, well, what about Gedolim like Moshe Feinstein? He says, Moshe Feinstein says that he wouldn't know anything if he hadn't reviewed the entire Shas 400 times. Rav Moshe Feinstein reviewed the entire Shas 400 times. So, and his son, by the way, Rav David Feinstein, when I was growing up, when I was a bochur in yeshiva, it was about 20 years ago, Rav David Feinstein, his son, Rav David, made a siyum 100 times Shas with Shulchan Aruch. So he said, you think Rav Moshe Feinstein knew Shas because he was smart? You sit a monkey to learn Shas 400 times, you know it. It's not because he's smart. It's because he sat and learned his whole life to know Shas 400 times. Hashem gives him a gift and he knows that. I didn't mean monkey. I'm just saying, you learn 400 times, of course you're going to know it. So I remember that comment when the person said to him, so, well, what about Rav Moshe Feinstein? He knew it. So, as I said, he knew it because... That's fine, but that's the one pshat Rav Chaim Volozhiner gives. Your accomplishment is not what matters is your effort, and obviously your accomplishment shows is a simon of your effort. So you could be proud of your accomplishment in the context of this took me a lot of effort to get here. and therefore I'm celebrating my effort. And that Hashem, and I have a karas atov, that Hashem gave me the opportunity and the kelim to know what I know. Celebration and the pride is in the effort. That's one pshat. The other pshat, he says, is here. He says another pshat, play on the words a little bit, but it's another pshat. He says, al tachzik toiv ala atzmacha. Tachzik, like in Hebrew, they say, you hold. What do you hold? Mata machzik. What do you hold? He said, al tachzik, don't hold about yourself that toiv ala atzmacha. You know, lamadat Torah harbe, I learned a lot, so therefore I accomplished my share in Torah. So do not ever say that you accomplished your share in Torah, because you were created for a certain share in Torah, and if you stop, maybe you're not there yet. So in other words, a person was created to accomplish a certain amount of what they have to, and therefore don't ever assume that you've accomplished it yet. Keep working until for your entire life, so that you make sure you accomplish it. And then he says something like this. He says, you were created for this. What does that mean, you were created for this? He says, every person, this is a great part, every person has their share in Torah and mitzvahs. For some people, it's chesed. For some people, it's whatever. Everyone has their mitzvah. Everyone has their mitzvah. So if a person was zoicha, that their mitzvah was Torah, okay, so their mitzvah is, you spent your whole life, you've learned a lot of Torah, and you've made that Torah is your chelek. So he says, don't say, well, look, I'm so happy. Wow, I got this chashav chelek of Torah. He says, kilakach notzarta, you were created to get that chelek of Torah. And he says here, interesting thing. He says that the higher the neshama, the higher the person, that's the person whose chelik is Torah. That's what he says here. He says, Zed tamut Torah keneged kulam, ratzolomer mishe b'madrega yoser gavora nivra b'shvil Torah. The person that's on the higher level is the person who his chelik is Torah. It's a pretty high statement. I mean, we're not usually here to measure mitzvahs, right? But he says someone that had an opportunity to do, you know, they created chesed, and they created, you know, this opportunity of mitzvahs, and his chelik in life was this one, or bris milah, and everyone had a chelik, a specific mitzvah that was his thing. If your thing is Torah, then it's a simon that you, and that's what he says, that Masha Madriga Yoiser Gavaya Nivra Bishwal Torah. The higher the people that were higher are created with the mission of Torah. That's their mission. So he says, don't be proud of yourself because your mission is Torah. If your mission is Torah, Lakach Notzarta, that means you're created with the mission of Torah. That means you're more important, so you're held to a higher standard. So you're held to a higher standard now than everyone else. You're held to a higher standard, and now better shape up because Hashem is going to look at you more carefully. The person that zoicha to connect to Torah, not everyone connects to Torah. A lot of people don't. A lot of people are connected to Hashem in other ways. Many people in Klai Yisrael connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu many different ways. Not everyone's connected through Torah. The person that's connected through Torah, he says, Rabbi Lashon right here, Ratz Lomer Mishba Madrega Yoser Gavah Never Bishul Torah. That's considered a higher Madrega. And therefore, he says, therefore you're held to a higher standard. So don't be so proud of yourself that you're connected through Torah, because that just means you have more responsibility. Okay? So, I know that someone one time, he was helping the Kollel, and he says, you know, not everybody understands that there's a lot of people out there that it's much easier to raise funds for, and I'm not comparing, but it's as much for chesed type of organizations and stuff like that. Go out, anyone opens their heart and heart-wrenching stories, and everyone wants to help the chesed, He says, Hashem gave me a certain havana that I can help Torah, so I feel my responsibility is to help Torah. So that's what he's saying. He says, a person that can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah is the Madriga Gvoya Yoiser, Nivra B'Shvila Torah, and therefore he's held to a higher standard. So that's what he's saying. Don't be so proud of yourself because you're connected to Torah, because the opposite, Lekach Ratzarta, that means you were created for that. And if you're created for that, then you have a higher responsibility. That's how he says. So it's pretty strong words over here. But that's the way he explains this part of the Mishnah, which is much different than the Pashut meaning. Okay, sorry, we went a little late today. I'm in the middle of this thought. So it's a little bit different than the Pashut Pshat in the Mishnah, right? Again, the Pashut Pshat in the Mishnah means don't be so proud of yourself. You learn because you're supposed to learn. He's saying a little different. Don't be so proud of yourself if your chelik is through Torah, because that means that you're held to a higher standard, because you now understand that your chelik is Torah. It's a whole different standard. Okay.
Thank you,
thank you. Okay, I think that